This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, folks. I'm Ezra Zaid.
I'm Caroline O.
And, of course, the Merdeka weekend is upon us, and we're going to be talking about a couple of different initiatives. The first one is hashtag host something nice and a hikayat a day. These two initiatives are hosted under the hashtag say something nice campaign.
There's plenty of hashtags.
A lot of hashtags going around nowadays, and they share one similar objective, that is to promote unity and bring Malaysians closer to one another. Here in the studio, tell us more about the campaigns. Our Aizuddin Arshad, campaign manager of Say Something Nice, as well as Ninon Aziz, Malaysian poet, author, and storyteller. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having us.
So,
hello.
Just to kick things off, you know, where is, I guess, the state of unity in the country right now? What are your opinions on this? And I guess this must have sparked this whole idea to do something this Merdeka weekend.
I would say that as we are proceeding towards the Hari Merdeka, we do have a lot of room for improvement, definitely, but we are hopeful. And that is why we have the Say Something Nice campaign, that hopefully we can get Malaysians to be one notch higher than where we are now.
Where are we now?
I would say we are in a position that we can create more millions, more moments of unity, and we can create more opportunities.
It sounds like a C plus at the moment, based on that description. C plus, B minus, maybe?
Yeah, I'll try better.
Room for improvement.
Yes, definitely. There's lots of room for improvement.
Right. Yeah.
And do you think, of course, you know, when it came to sort of doing this initiative, or what sparked the idea?
Well, JFK once famously said, don't ask what the country can do for you, what you can do for the country. So I suppose in a lot of ways, that's what we are trying to do here with the campaign. Of course, there are many things that can be corrected here in Malaysia, but there are also things that we can correct ourselves using resources available to us. So as simple as saying hi to the people next to you. I mean, as neighbors, we rarely even see each other, yet alone talk to them. So why not take the 17-day period between Merdeka to Malaysia Day to be nice to people?
Right. Yeah. I mean, when you know, in talking about why you decided to go with this exactly, I mean, this has been something that has been happening for years. And your example of us not speaking with our neighbors, for example, you know, that is something that I have noticed happening. I mean, when I was a child, you know, we knew our neighbors very well. We knew, you know, my neighbors' grandparents, the children. We all knew everyone. So why now?
Yeah, well, I don't think I need to elaborate more in terms of why do we need it, because actually, you just switch on social media, you can see not one, not two, but I would say 1,001 reasons why we should be more united. But aside from the obvious things on the social media, as you can see, as a society, we are in a situation where we have a lot of areas for us to be fragmented rather than united. Even when it comes to school children, for instance, we used to all go to the same Sekolah Kebangsaan, the national school, and we experience the same thing, we feel the same thing. It's a collective experience, so that we can move forward as Malaysians. But nowadays, we have a lot of we have like private schools, international schools, vernacular schools, religious schools, all sorts of schools. And from that very point, that formative years, we are already in different streams, and we are in positions where we may not know each other as well as the previous generations did. So I would say that is why, one of the reasons why we must start saying something nice, we must start doing something to get us to be more united, and so that we can, you know, move forward together as a Malaysian rather than specific ethnic groups.
And Nina, what made you join this particular campaign and initiative? What drew you to this?
Well, first and foremost, I knew the people who were in the campaign. In year 2012, I was Monyet King. We know Dr. Bala. He actually highlighted me as one of cool and committed Malaysians, so to speak. So that was my first introduction to Say Something Nice. Then in the next, in the following year, I wanted to see how I could contribute, and the thing that I am most passionate about was stories, hikayat, folklores, and legends. And I always said one thing, two things actually. Firstly, the hikayat belongs to all of us. To all of us meaning really going through the different generations, races, whatever it is, it belongs to all of us. It is a heritage we inherited. So if we do not, if we lose it, then it's gone. How can it help us? The Hikayat is actually the memories of our ancient civilization. And because of that, all that intrinsic knowledge, intrinsic character, intrinsic ideas we have inherited are in the Hikayat. You do not listen to the stories, you will lose all that.
So is there a disinterest or disconnect with these folklores and these legends? Is that what you're observing?
Yes. Exactly the reason why I decided in the first place to put them together, to collate them and put them into book and put them into any platform that I can.
And what has led us to this point? I mean, I guess, you know, we often tell ourselves that we're a nation of storytellers and that, you know, we have such a great cultural tapestry in history when it comes to what we share and how we borrow things from one another. And when do we stop, I guess, sharing these stories, or when do we stop passing them down?
Well, firstly, I really believe we should admit that, because we don't really admit that.
Well, there's no acknowledgement of the
there's
fact
no
that
acknowledgement
we're not
that we have stopped.
Right.
We say we have wayang kulit. We say we have mat yong. We say we have all these things. But actually, a large segment of the population has not seen all this, because it's not really part of our entertainment. Our things to do in the evening as a family is not part of that already. We have to admit that.
And we have to admit that because is it an indication that there's been some sort of systematic cultural marginalization that's been going on over the past couple of decades? Because, I mean, clearly, you know, when these things pop up, you know, across the steel, when there's a special performance that comes down from Kelantan or, you know, comes up from Johor, people do flock to it. But, you know, are locals not having the opportunity to engage in these kind of cultural performances anymore?
Well, first, I think when we talk about decades, because it did take decades to basically not to become so popular
anymore. Yeah, to fall from favor.
So there's several things. We were growing as a nation, number one. There were a lot of things that became very important to us as a people moving forward. And then TV, internet, etc. came in. Okay, so there were many other things that became more fashionable, etc. And then there was also for instance, in Kelantan, Mat Yong was banned, or Wayang Kulit. So we have to admit all that happened and realize that we are in a different position as compared to when it was in the 70s, where this was all so much intrinsic of it was just there. Bank Negara, for instance. Bank Negara is an institution, a financial institution, but the Kijang Mas is there for a reason, okay? Mas, the kite is there for a reason. Our coins in the past, it had chongka, it had wayang, it had all these things were there. Now they are no longer part of us. It's not. We have to acknowledge that it has sort of slide.
These symbols that we used to associate with have sort of slowly disappeared.
Yes.
And so, Azudin, when it comes to this, you know, this campaign about you know, host something nice, say something nice. I was just wondering, you know, when we're talking about things about, you know, doing something, are actions lacking right now? Do actions speak louder than words sometimes?
Definitely. In terms of actions, it's the next step after saying things, your thoughts. You may have like the reason that we chose Merdeka Day to Malaysia Day is because we have this, I would say, the right spirit at the time, because we see flags all over the place. You hear all this talk about Malaysia and nationhood and whatnot. So yes, we do. We are in the position that we have the right thought, the right spirit.
Oh, let's admit it. We all get emo when Merdeka comes around. Is it? Yeah. We all feel sentimental.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you watch advertisements on televisions and whatnot, it always tugs our heart. But okay, let's go next step and let's do something. And like I said, it's always about what you can do, what you can offer. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be grand. As simple as opening your doors to your neighbors, to your colleagues, to your friends. And if you have children, for instance, let the kids mix around. Like I said, there are a lot of distractions these days. Ninot mentioned earlier that we are moving away. We have internet and whatnot, games and television shows. And they are not as united as we were once were.
Yeah, and there needs to be a conscious effort, I suppose,
exactly.
to change things moving forward.
We're talking about a couple of different initiatives about promoting unity among Malaysians. Our conversation will continue after this. But first, Fossils by Circa Waves right here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9. It's the Evening Edition. You're with Caroline and Ezra. In the studio with us is Azuddin Arshad, campaign manager of hashtag Say Something Nice, as well as Nino Aziz, Malaysian poet, author, and storyteller. We're talking about promoting unity among Malaysians. We've got a couple of different campaigns ongoing. Of course, starting on Merdeka next week on Monday, right up to Malaysia Day on the 16th of September.
Yeah, of course. But with the hashtag Say Something Nice umbrella campaign, this has been going on for 5 years, you were saying a little earlier?
Yeah, it has been going on since for the past 5 years.
For the past 5 years. So yeah. Tell us how it's progressed. I mean, have you seen much change by way of national unity and racial integration with the work that you've been doing?
I would say one of the key yardstick on for us to measure our progress is in terms of the reception of the campaign. When it started back in 2011, it was just a small social media initiative where for 17 days, managing director, Mr. Anas, he goes on his social media and talk about nice things about Malaysia. So that was when Nino was featured on 2012.
Yeah.
So over the years, it has grown. 2013, we started having projects under the campaign, and it started off with 13 projects, then last year it was 28, and this year we have more than 50 projects that goes under the banner of Say Something Nice campaign. So I would say that this is a very clear indication that more Malaysians want to do something, they just need to be given the right platform to do it. So we are happy to share our platform with as many Malaysians as possible, and Ninot being one of them, of course.
Isaac, maybe you can give us some of the examples of these different projects where, you know, you looked at that project and go, wow, that's pretty memorable. And that's clearly, you know, gotten a bit of traction amongst, you know, Malaysians who have been engaged with that.
Yeah, I would say one of the most memorable aspect of the campaign is because we have this thing called the Say Something Nice poster, where you can like put it up and you can just share positive messages. It can be about your colleagues, it can be if it's at school, it can be about your teachers, your classmates and whatnot. So in terms of these posters, as you can see, there are a lot of interesting messages that has been put on the posters. For instance, we had like a giant version in one of the shopping malls in Damansara, and it's kind of cute because it started off with this one gentleman saying that my girlfriend is beautiful. Then the person, the next guy, I suppose he felt challenged. He said, oh, no, my girlfriend is much much more beautiful. Then it came into like a chain of upping
Miss
the ante.
Universe.
Yeah, it's like, it's a bit competitive, but I would say it's a healthy competition.
Right.
Where you are complimenting your girlfriend, you're complimenting another person. And I would say like this is a very key aspect of the campaign is because saying something nice.
But did it tip over to a point where it felt as though what people were saying were more meaningful?
Because on these posters, especially those that we put up in public spaces, we also had people who shared like Buddhist prayers and whatnot. So as you can see, the campaign, that piece of blank of canvas, is actually a place where people can share, cut across cultural and religious boundaries, and they just share the positivity that they have in them. So I would say that this is something that we look forward to. We had like, I would say about, I think it was 2 giant posters back then, and now we have like more than 10 in shopping malls and schools and public areas. So it's a progression that I would say I'm quite proud of. We do have other things as well, like people sponsoring trees to be planted, and it's always nice to have extra trees around. It's, you know, it started off with 200 neem trees. Last year it was 500. This year it's 1,000 trees. So it's this kind of projects that that gives me the confidence to say that the campaign is not 100% success yet, but it's well on its way to be something that is truly Malaysian and something that we can help catapult unity to the mainstream.
Nino, I mean, maybe you can remind us, and you know, maybe some of our listeners listening, you know, how you know, when we look back into some of these legends and different folklores, you know, in these stories, in these different narratives, do you get that theme of unity or togetherness, or is there something that we can draw upon?
Well, I've always said this. Our legends are very cosmopolitan. It is not only the unity part. You know, when we actually read our legends, we are a people who traveled. We are a people who were witty. We had so much knowledge. Adventure is part of our life. Romance is part of our life. All this happened simultaneously. And when you have such a rich background, that brings conversation points. It just creates that very high, very high culture. And that culture is shared. And that culture is always about people from different places coming together, going on an adventure. So, and it is shared. It is not only shared in for storytelling, but that was the start of it, the Penuli Polara. It is also shared on theatre, performances, wayang kulit. It's always a gathering of people who listen to these stories. And when you listen to the same stories, read the same stories, and you experience the same things, that brings unity automatically.
Yeah, I think, you know, I remember as a young sort of university college student, and I came across Hikayat Munshi Abdullah, for example. And I remember reading it, you know, having these very set ideas about what our old folk tales were, what our old legends were. But when you start reading it, and you know, this guy, he's writing it, you know, a few hundred years ago, but he's such a contemporary guy, almost Renaissance man-like.
Yes.
Sort of encountering different people from different worlds and asking himself, you know, questions about what does it mean to be a person right now, and sort of, you know, like, whoa, this is our culture, this is our history. But somewhere along the way, the importance of these stories somehow sort of got silent or somehow diminished in a way that just became not interesting or
became
not sexy.
Dull.
Yeah, and that's far from the truth. And it, I think, you know, what that thing you mentioned there about sort of recapturing, I mean, all the stories are there for the taking,
yes,
but we're just not being reintroduced to them in a more contemporary way, perhaps.
Yes. I just want to add one thing. The other part that I forgot to mention, adventures, etc., is how creative the stories were. This was a time there were no airplanes, no vehicles, no nothing. Okay, but we have bajulayang. People flew across the sky.
You're flying carpets.
Yes, and I mean, for us it was bajulayang, and there was invisible people, the people halimunan, and all sorts of crazy stuff. Besi berani. Before we knew magnets. It was all in our hikayat. So, take it. Take it back. Take ownership of it.
All right. We're going to continue talking with our guests about all ways in which we can promote unity. Everything from reading hikayats as well as a campaign called hashtag say something nice. If you want to find out more, you can head over to their website, facebook.com/manycolorsoneRace. Color is spelled the American way without the U. We've got some music for you right now. This is How It Feels by Inspiral Carpets right here on BFM 89.9. Virginia Plain by Roxy Music right here on the Evening Edition. You're with Caroline and Ezra. And this evening we've been speaking about promoting unity among Malaysians, specifically through two initiatives. Of course, we've got the Say Something Nice campaign, but also Hikayat a Day. We've been speaking at length about some of the effects of some of these campaigns. And of course, as you know, you mentioned that this has been going on for 5 years thus far.
Exactly.
And I mean, not that 5 years is a landmark, but it's a benchmark for you guys. You know, what are you hoping to achieve, or are there set targets that you've set for yourself over the next 2 weeks or so?
In terms of this year, we just hope to finish off and materialize all 50 projects that we have. But in the long term, I would say we are hoping to go to get this campaign to be truly nationwide, because it has a little bit more urban English type flavor to the campaign. But because we are bringing a unity message, I think it's only fair that we push it to all Malaysians, regardless of your background, your language.
I mean, not to be a downer here, but you know how bad news spreads much faster than good news, and I imagine something like this would take you know, some time to build, as it has taken you, right? It's taken you 5 years, but you are where you are. I mean, does it frustrate you sometimes when you see these viral videos? They are full of vitriol. It's full of hate, it just goes viral.
It's full of two people arguing at a gas station.
That's
or something
right.
Like that,
in
right?
all yeah. of, you know, 20 seconds. It must be frustrating.
It's frustrating at some level, but I dust myself off and I just pick it up and just carry on, because I think it's my part as the campaign manager. Okay, let's forget about the campaign manager part. As a Malaysian, that's my role, that what I can do is to make this campaign a success. And we can, it doesn't matter if it grows at a slow pace, mm-hmm. but as long that it grows and it finally will reach a level where all Malaysians will be so comfortable among each other that you don't really have to think about the colour of your skin, your background, anything. We are all just Malaysians. So that's a mileage that we are hoping to reach one day. And one of the ways that we've started doing that is that, for example, this year, we have I mentioned earlier about the Say Something Nice poster. So this year, we have managed to convince several newspapers to include it in their center spread. So yesterday, it came out in one newspaper, and it will come, actually two newspapers, one in Sabah, and one is a nationwide newspaper. And we will have several others coming out in about a week or so. So this way, we are hoping that we can get to push the message of Say Something Nice campaign to as many Malaysians as possible. So that's one of the ways that, one of the hope and I would say vision that I have for the campaign.
Nino, when you're talking about, we spoke at length before about, tales and folklore and these different legends. What are your hopes for a Hikayat a Day project? Or what do you hope to see come from it?
Well, when I started in 2013, we did this storytelling in school, urban school. It was a private school, and the race it reflects the urban composition. And we had 900 kids there, and they all enjoyed the stories. They were drawing characters, they were acting on stage, they were singing some songs, they were all so into it. They were so excited about answering questions about Hikayat Putri Sa'dong, Sang Kancil. I want to see that in schools across Malaysia. Okay, it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen maybe in a year. But I would like to see that. That's how I started. I was in a theatre in school, a convent at that, Putri Sa'dong. And that's why I'm never frustrated telling stories. I can tell it to two people, 900 people, 40 people is the same to me. I now have, I actively promote Malaysian legends on poetry blogosphere. And actually on 31st, on Merdeka Day, there's actually going to be a feature of Say Something Nice, A Hikayat A Day, on diverse poets. These are poets all over the world. Mm. And they are going to... I'm actually telling a story on that day, Sang Kancil and the Malaysian Tiger.
A classic story.
And I am happy. From year 2013 till now, the stories are going out, the books are going out, the blog is there. Say Something Nice has been very kind to me, and as long as people will listen, I will tell the story.
Well, you know, it'll be a great achievement, you know, if, you know, you got more of these schools being engaged with these kinds of stories. And, you know, this particular campaign, it sounds like it's got a lot of legs, you know, especially in the next 2 weeks or so. So if people are listening in and would like to sort of be a part of it or contribute or get in touch, how would they do so?
Yeah, number one, you can just get a hold of us through social media, or you can email me, Aizuddin, Aizuddin, at zubeydy.com, zubeydy.com. And you can also partake in, like, for instance, we have this whole Something Nice initiative where you basically open up your doors to your neighbors, to your colleagues, to your friends. You can do gatherings, you can do picnics, and you can do all sorts of gatherings at school, at the office. It doesn't matter. That's the most basic, one of the ways that you can do, you can help impart unity among each other and hopefully even to our children. Aside from that, we have the Say Something Nice poster. You can take it up for free. You can contact us. We'll give it to you. We'll give it away to you for free. And put it up, and like hopefully you can use that as a platform to share something nice.
Well, in the spirit of that, I suppose, you know, you can tweet us at BFM Radio and say something nice.
Hashtag.
We would love that to
and
happen.
We'll see what comes up. Folks, you can also head over to facebook.com/manycolors1race. That's CORS. And of course, our thanks to Aizuddin Arshad, campaign manager for hashtag say something nice, as well as Nino Aziz, a Malaysian poet, author, and storyteller for the Hikayat A Day campaign. If you missed any part of this program, download the podcast at www.bfm.my. Stay tuned to the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.